Ever notice how the world's most elite performers, from Navy SEALs to Silicon Valley founders, seem to operate on a different plane? They access mental states that amplify creativity, demolish fear, and unlock superhuman problem solving. This isn't mysticism or luck. It's neuroscience, and it's happening right now, quietly reshaping how we train soldiers, build companies, and understand human potential itself. The secret? Learning to step beyond ordinary consciousness into what the ancient Greeks called ecstasis, literally, to stand outside oneself. While most of us struggle through our days caffeinated and distracted, a growing movement is hacking altered states for performance enhancement. The results are staggering. Foreign languages learned in weeks instead of months, PTSD cured with single sessions, and teams operating with shared consciousness like a single organism. We're spending $4 trillion annually trying to get out of our heads, more than we invest in education worldwide. Yet we've barely scratched the surface of what's possible when we intentionally harness these states. Strip away the surface differences between a SEAL in combat, a monk in meditation, and someone on psychedelics, and you'll find remarkably similar brain activity creating what feels like magic but is actually precise neurochemistry. During a high-stakes mission to capture an Al-Qaeda operative, Navy SEAL Team 6 experienced what their commander calls the switch. Individual awareness dissolved. The team moved as one entity, clearing rooms with choreographed precision, processing threats at impossible speeds. They found their target sleeping beside an AK-47 and somehow, all at once, chose not to shoot, achieving a perfect bloodless capture. This was group flow, where intelligence multiplies and fear divides. Creating these warriors costs roughly $3 million each, but the investment isn't primarily physical. SEAL training tests mental resilience and the capacity to merge consciousness with teammates. In VUCA environments, volatile, uncertain, complex, ambiguous, cognitive flexibility matters more than muscle. Leadership becomes fluid. Whoever knows what to do next leads, and everyone follows instantly. Google's founders grasped this when hiring Eric Schmidt as CEO. After alienating 50 executives with metrics-based interviews, they discovered Schmidt had attended Burning Man and immediately hired him. Under his leadership, revenues exploded from $100 million to $40 billion. Burning Man's value wasn't the art, but its ability to generate communal vocational ecstasy, the same team consciousness SEALs experience in combat. Normal consciousness features widespread prefrontal activity, high-frequency beta waves, and stress hormones like cortisol. During ecstasis, specific prefrontal regions quiet down, brain waves slow to alpha and theta ranges, and stress hormones get replaced by dopamine, endorphins, oxytocin, serotonin, anandamide, and norepinephrine, a powerful cocktail rarely available simultaneously. This understanding has revolutionized training. The SEALs built a mind gym, combining CrossFit intensity with EEG monitors, cardiac coherence devices, and sensory deprivation tanks, compressing six-month language programs into 6 weeks. Google created similar facilities, though their GPAWS program struggles to reach the busiest employees who need it most. Here's the stunning part. We collectively spend $4 trillion annually altering consciousness through alcohol, caffeine, pharmaceuticals, action sports, video games, and social media. That's more than Britain's entire GDP, exceeding what humanity spends on education, humanitarian aid, and maternity care combined. We're already obsessed with getting out of our heads. We've just been doing it inefficiently. Neurobiology now understands cognition as whole body experience. Your heart contains 40,000 neurons shaping emotion and decision making. Your gut holds 500 million nerve cells and 90% of your body's serotonin, a literal second brain supporting intuition. Every ecstatic experience shares four universal characteristics. Selflessness occurs through transient hypofrontality, temporary deactivation of prefrontal regions, generating self-referential thinking. Without that inner critic, you examine your roles as parent, spouse, or employee as costumes rather than fundamental identity, enabling genuine transformation. Timelessness emerges when the prefrontal cortex goes offline, preventing us from separating past, present, and future. We're plunged into an elongated present where we process more information faster, making moments seem extended. This makes people less impatient and more satisfied with life, crucial when 48% of working adults feel constantly rushed. Effortlessness solves our motivation crisis through neurochemistry. Those six powerful compounds create a biological foundation. I did it. It felt awesome. I want to do it again immediately. This matters because 87% of patients with lifestyle-related diseases can't change behavior even to save their lives. Altered states deliver the effortless motivation that willpower alone cannot. Richness completes the picture, that vivid, revelatory quality where everything feels deeply significant. Greeks called it amnesis, the forgetting of the forgetting, a sense of remembering fundamental truths that creates meaning persisting long after the experience ends. Three invisible boundaries have hidden this revolution in plain sight. The pale of the church keeps transformative experiences beyond the pale of acceptable society. Religious authorities have historically controlled mystical experiences, viewing unsanctioned spiritual encounters as threats, from Catholics persecuting Pentecostals to imams opposing Sufis. When Maroon 5 guitarist James Valentine discovered the same holy ghost feeling while playing guitar, only stronger, he faced a choice between institutional approval and authentic experience. The pale of the body reflects our assumption that biology ranks above technology. We dismiss psychedelics as vulgar substitutes for pure meditation, insisting only internally generated states are legitimate. Yet we're already cyborgs, augmented by smartphones, caffeine, and prescription drugs. The pale of the state was revealed when British drug advisor David Nutt got fired for publishing data showing alcohol as most harmful, while MDMA, LSD, and mushrooms ranked near the bottom. Our society privileges substances reinforcing economic productivity, caffeine and nicotine during work, alcohol afterward, creating a cycle serving economic goals rather than human flourishing. Eckhart Tolle's transformation from mental breakdown to spiritual teacher mirrors our cultural evolution. What once warranted electroshock therapy now attracts millions. His 2009 Oprah series drew 11 million viewers. Research validates lasting change from brief altered states. Roland Griffiths found a single psilocybin session significantly reduced death anxiety in terminal cancer patients, with 94% calling it among their five most meaningful experiences. Michael Mithofer showed one MDMA dose could reduce or cure PTSD in trauma survivors. Wildlife photographers in 2012 captured bottlenose dolphins deliberately getting high on pufferfish toxin. Dogs lick toads, horses eat loco weed, goats consume magic mushrooms. UCLA psychopharmacologist Ronald Siegel identified this as a fourth drive, a biological motivation as powerful as hunger or sex. Intoxication serves evolutionary purpose through depatterning, breaking behavioral ruts, and promoting creative problem solving. Alexander Shulgin synthesized hundreds of psychedelic compounds to democratize consciousness-expanding experiences he believed crucial for human development. For millennia, altered states were gatekept by priests, stigmatized by medicine, and criminalized by governments. Now neuroscience democratizes these experiences. Navy SEALs train in mind gyms. Cancer patients find peace through psilocybin. Robin Carhart-Harris's brain imaging revealed how psychedelics disintegrate the default mode network while synchronizing separate regions. As Oliver Sacks noted, drugs offer a shortcut. They promise transcendence on demand. Yet predictable pitfalls emerge. Messiah complexes arise when dopamine surges while the prefrontal cortex sleeps. Neurochemical rewards trap us into chasing highs rather than doing growth work. The key is balance, using altered states as catalysts, not escapes. As Nisargadatta observed, love tells me I am everything. Wisdom tells me I am nothing, and between these two banks flows the river of my life. The everything feeling comes when endorphins and serotonin create awe. The nothing wisdom emerges when dopamine and norepinephrine accelerate pattern recognition while confronting hard truths. The revolution isn't about escaping humanity. It's about fully inhabiting it. Change your state, change your life. The technology exists. The science is clear. The only question is whether you'll step beyond yourself.